This is the fourth Sunday in the season of Lent. The scripture reading is John 3:14-18. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes may have eternal life in him. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. Within this passage lies one of the most familiar verses in the Gospels. The problem with familiarity is that it can lose meaning. Consider this verse and notice which segment jumps out. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. What stands out to you today? Listen again to God's word. Just as Moses lifted up the snake in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up, that everyone who believes may have eternal life in him. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. The most common verb in this section of scripture is the word to believe. So much depends on our ability to believe in what Jesus has already done and offers those who believe. Where in your life do you need to believe?
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.